Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave the magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning. The show can be contaminated.
Hello, once again, and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We've got a great show planned for you this evening. I want to go ahead and get my commercial in and just simply tell you that I've got a website. You can go to drjessewalker.com, view my website, and if you'd like to browse around, you can certainly choose to look at my services and my products that we offer online. So just simply go to Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. or drjessewalker.com, D-R-J-E-S-S-E, Walker, Inc. or drjessewalker.com. I've got a book out there. It's called After the Passion, Now What? That's my book. It's also available in paperback and electronic download. So you can go to the website and you can pull it in there. If you want my life coaching services, you can certainly call me at area code 954-367-6768. Once again, area code 954-367-6768, and you'll be able to tune in to the broadcast. Or you can simply ask a question for more information and stuff like that. So we're there for you, and I trust that you will join us at any point in time. All right, we've got a great show, as I told you, planned for you tonight. Thank you all on last week, those of you all that tuned in. And we're going to go ahead at this time and bring in my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake. Ms. Blake, welcome to the show this evening. You're on the air live.
Hi, Dr. Walker. How are you this evening?
Oh, doing just great. I trust you are as well.
I am. I'm just full of joy and laughing at a few things, but looking forward to a great show this evening.
Okay. What's the weather like out there in Atlanta?
It's a bit nippy. It's definitely
okay.
Cold. How's it in Florida?
We just got a tidbit of you all weather here. I think it's in the 70s, maybe 70 or 72, something around that area.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
But tomorrow I'm saying it'll be about 43. Temperatures are dropping tonight, so. I'm not mad at it. I want you all to keep sending that cold weather this way. There
okay.
are those that would differ from what I'm thinking, but I love that weather. So send some snow.
We'll keep it in mind.
Okay.
I'll call my son Ohio and tell him to send some of that down too.
that will work. Why don't you go ahead at this time and give us your commercial so that we can the people can know who you are and what it is that you do and how they can get excited as well.
Sure. I am the author of the book Falling in Love with Me, and I recently shared with somebody that the book really talks about loving who you are and explains why women find themselves in unhealthy relationships. And, of course, because the human experience can vary, it really can benefit men as well. So, again, it's called Falling in Love with Me, and it is now published by Tate Publishing Company. But to find out more about it, you can just simply go to my company website, which is fosteringleaders.org. I'm also a professionally certified life coach. I help people write books in the sense that I coach them to write books and also help them accomplish their goals by decreasing their stress. And to find out more about those services, you can go to yourprofessionallifecoach.com. Again, that's yourprofessionallifecoach.com. I'm a motivational speaker and also a workshop presenter, and that's about it. And I have the honor of co-hosting this show with you, Dr. Walker.
Oh, that is so nice. I really appreciate your comments and your kindness. And, you know, you do have the two books out there. You are the author of Falling in Love with Me and Dying to Wake Up. You know, that I every time I hear about that one, I think about a movie, you know, just seeing that in a movie. And how close a deal is that for you right now?
Well, that book is also on the contract, and thank you for reminding me. How can I forget, because I'm working on it day and night. It's actually on Amazon.com if you want to get the first edition of it, and it is just type in Dying to Wake Up. I write under a pen name of Marcy, so just check that out. And as far as the contract, it should be out by summer, if all goes well. And as far as the hardcover, a novel, it is a very intriguing novel. I think that would make a great gift, along with your books as well, for the holiday season. So we both encourage people to go on Amazon.com and look for those books.
Thank you for that as well. All right, are you ready for tonight's show? Are you ready for tonight's show?
I am.
Okay, just before we do that, I wanted to sort of just kind of do a refresher from last week's show and just kind of recap some things from there. We talked about, you recall what the show was about on last week?
Oh, Dr. Walker, refresh my memory. I know it was a good one.
You know, we had James on. He was our featured guest for last week's show, and we had a number of people that called in. And sometimes I find it necessary because people will oftentimes wonder what is it that we talked about, and they may have missed it, and they're trying to catch it in the archives. And so we talked about, you know, commitment. Why is it that some people are fearful of committing to a relationship? So,
yeah.
So that was one of the things. And, you know, as we talked about that, you know, I thought about a number of people and some of the comments that came in, as well as some of the things that some of the people said. Just to recap for the next 60 seconds or so, in your estimation, why would somebody not want to commit if it's the right relationship?
I think it's fair. I think we talked about that. You know, they might have been hurt, and people sometimes have a difficult time recovering from a painful experience that they encountered in a previous relationship.
Okay. All right. And, you know, I think that, too. I think that, you know, as we talk about it, I think one of the biggest drawbacks or fears that a person have or phobias of committing to a relationship is the baggage. You know, it's usually something from a past relationship that's happened to them that will cause them to not want to just proceed with being into a, you know, committing to a relationship. So I think we're on the same page here. All right, well, let's get ready to go ahead with tonight's story. Let's just go ahead and do that one. And we welcome you all to send in your comments at any point in time. You can send your comments in at online at drjessewalker.com. We will certainly take a look at those. All right, tonight's characters in tonight's story are Vicky and Wallace. Vicky and Wallace. That's an interesting couple. And, of course, as always, our stories are inspired by true stories. And, of course, the names have been changed to protect the innocent. Vicky and Wallace. Let's see here. Let's bring it up on the studio. Vicky and Wallace dated for 18 months before moving in together, a month before their wedding. It was clearly during that time when Vicky realized that they did not have chemistry in their relationship. In fact, it was obvious they were in most cases as different as night and day. Now, Vicky is filled with excitement just to be alive, whereas Wallace, on the other hand, was often rather humming drum with life. It was not always like that during their dating period, or in some instances, Vicky actually recalls it was just simply that she ignored some of those things that she saw. Now living together 1 month, living together actually 1 month before their big wedding day, Vicky is having reservations because she fears the lack of having chemistry may ultimately cause their marriage to end in divorce. Now, furthermore, it was not until living together that Vicky recalls dating a guy in college who had the perfect chemistry for her, but it was her own selfishness at the time that caused their relationship to break up, because Vicky felt at that time he was too jolly of a person, and she failed to actually take him serious. Well, she certainly has a serious man now, only who only thinks about and views life as very negative. He complains about anything and everything. With their wedding 1 month away and all the guests are already invited, Vicky is beyond scared, okay? She's actually in panic mode. There's no question of her love for Wallace and, of course, his love for her. But she is just not certain of what to do at this point because the chemistry is not there. At the same time, Vicky is 32 years of age and desires to settle down and start a family. You know, the question is that we start out tonight with, Ms. Blake, is should Vicky call the wedding off?
Well, she really needs to consider it. That's easier said than done. You know, we've often talked about, you know, once all the plans are made, people are very reluctant to back out of it. But there is definitely a serious warning sign coming forth that when that chemistry is not there. And also the things that, you know, he's negative as well.
Right. And which this, of course, brings us to tonight's topic. How important is it to have the right chemistry in a relationship? Now, you know, I'm going to also address that question, but I want to first maybe take a look at defining what chemistry, you know, is in terms of relationship. Now, we're not talking about the chemistry, the body chemistry of when you take like a chemistry class or you're trying to learn anatomy, physiology, chemistry, biology, and some of those. We're not talking about the DNA of what you're made of, but we're more talking along the lines of trait and character and personality here. You know, some have said that chemistry is like a relationship performance. You know, it's a performance. You know, you can find one person, like in Vicky's case, to be electrified. And then in the case like with Wallace, you know, boring. So you've got electrifying perhaps versus one party who's not as exciting or boring or views life as half full. Now there's a good chance that unless there's that chemistry, those things that flow naturally, you know, you get excited when you're about to see your significant other. You anticipate them coming home to you. I mean, this is what it should be with Vicky and Wallace. You know, there's positive energy that hangs within the confines of their house, and not just within the confines of that, but even when they're out, this is an electrifying couple that people can actually look at and say, wow, there's something about that couple that's special. And people will know that it's genuine, and because you're not putting on any facade for a person. Mm-hmm. You're actually happy to be with that person. You're joyous. You just, you know, it's almost like you live for each other, to bring the best out of each other. That's the chemistry. When you can almost, you know, you almost know what your significant other is thinking. It's like soulmates, but it's a happy kindred type of spirit. That's what, to me, chemistry is. Give me your thoughts on what you think chemistry is, Ms. Blake.
Well, I do agree with you. And I take it a little deeper. I would advise, if I was coaching this young lady, I would really tell her to pay some strict attention to this, because even though, you know, you can see two people out and they seem very happy, but how many couples have you known, I mean, it's just rhetorical, really, or you can say, that seemed great and they got divorced? So I really, go ahead, Dr. Walker, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
So I really get, concerned when I hear, you know, a client or someone say that they don't have chemistry, but particularly when she is perceiving that, when someone in the relationship is perceiving it, because you can look good in public, but if she's not feeling that chemistry between the two of them, it will lead to problems later on.
I certainly agree with you. I really agree because, I mean, and here she ignored, Vicky obviously ignored some things in the relationship prior, I mean, while they were dating. And now, 1 month away from the wedding, the biggest day perhaps of her life, she's 32 years of age. And I know perhaps she's thinking that there's a time clock, she wants to start having kids because she does want to settle down with the family. And now, you know, you're about to go into, a situation where till death do you part, you know, that's the intention. But it's with a guy who you just have the chemistry with. And now what made her realize that is because she was once with a guy that had the chemistry. So, Ms. Blake, let me ask you, I mean, has she not been with somebody that they fit like a perfect shoe or a glove? Would that may have made a difference now that she's with Wallace?
Possibly. Possibly, because she knows what it's like to have good chemistry with somebody. She knows
right.
The difference. And it's like, to me, it's like swagger. Either you got it or you don't. You know,
okay.
Either it's there
right.
Or it isn't. You know,
right.
That's my opinion.
Right, that's fine. We would love to hear from you all tonight. 347-857-1769. Press 1 on your dial. Tonight's topic is, how important is it to have the right chemistry in a relationship? How important is it to have the right chemistry in a relationship? That relationship that the people are excited about each other. And they're excited even also about life. Don't you think, Ms. Blake, that's important? That's a starting point, that if you're dating someone, if they're not really excited about life and the discoveries out there that are out there, don't you think that's a kind of a warning sign that if they're humming drum, that, wow, that's maybe likely how your life will be with them?
Right. And you don't expect everybody to always be on a high constantly, but if this person is always perceiving the glass as half empty,
right.
Then you're not marrying or you're not in a relationship with a positive person. And, I mean, everyone has down days or moments, but if she has seen a pattern over a period of time, then this is truly his personality. And she has to ask herself, is this what I want?
And you're absolutely right. If you're just joining us, our characters are Vicky and Wallace. They dated 18 months before they actually got together, and they moved in 1 month before their wedding. And then it was that time when they moved in together that Vicky realized, you know how they say, you don't know a person until you live with them. So by them living together now, Vicky realized that they didn't have chemistry in the relationship. You know, they just weren't gelling. You know, and Vicky realized that they were just almost as different as night and day. Now, she's in love with him, and he's in love with her. But it's just that he has a negative outlook on life, whereas she's excited about life. She's bubbly. Now, with it being so close to the wedding, Vicky is not really sure whether this is the route that she wants to take. You know, and so we're starting there with how important is it to have the right chemistry in a relationship? And she's realizing that, you know what? I'm scared. She's beyond scared. She's actually in panic mode. And so, you know, I'm going to address that question that I asked Ms. Blake earlier. And that same question is, should Vicky call the wedding off? And I would simply say, I mean, the reality of it is, I would say yes. You know, the fact of the matter is, if Vicky is having those reservations, if Vicky sees this like that, Vicky should not go a step further And even though all the guests have been invited, certain things have been paid for, she's had her premarital counseling, Vicky should not go forward if she sees where there's difference as night and day and the chemistry is not there. We're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Kitch Walk Show, 347-857-1769. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. We're going to go to 305-621. Thank you for joining us. Who do we have on the air this evening?
Sylvie.
All right, Sylvie, thank you for joining us this evening. Sylvie, give us your take on this here. How important is it to have the right chemistry in a relationship?
It's very important. I don't understand, though. I heard you say that they're in love, but they don't have chemistry. How is that possible?
Well, it is possible.
Explain how somebody could be in love and don't have chemistry. I don't see it. I don't understand that.
Well, actually, and then I'll give Ms. Blake also an opportunity to chime in. But basically, people can be in love, but then when they are or in lust, or actually they can be in love. They can love each other enough that they really want to hang out and do different things together. But it doesn't necessarily mean that they have chemistry. They can, you know, Jack and Jill can really clearly love each other, and there's no question about their love. But the fact of the matter is they just don't seem to gel, you know, and so people start to get used to each other, and they move into what's known as a comfort zone. And so that used to or that comfort zone, it says, well, you know what, we'll just keep trying and maybe it'll get better. But then they don't always do anything to make it better where, you know, a loving couple should be a couple that does things together and they're excited about those things. Even when it's things that maybe one don't care to do, they're doing it because they're excited about the person that they're with and they want to be with them. So I believe, in my opinion, you can be in love, but you still don't necessarily have that chemistry. Ms. Blake, give me your take on that.
I do agree with you. That certainly can be the case. And I'm really trying not to interject personal opinions and personal feelings in it. But, you know, still, you know when there's not chemistry. And I think you have to pay attention to that. You know, some people, and what I was going to say earlier, they get caught up with the wedding plans. And that often happens. And so they're so excited that they're getting married, and especially if they've never been married before and they're in their 30s or getting older, you know, like you said, clock ticking and that kind of thing. And some people don't pay attention to it. But you know when it's not there. And I just can't overemphasize that. And you need to pay attention to it.
Okay. Sylvia, I hope this has shed some light on it. But these are, again, our opinions. And let's get your opinion. What do you think?
I'm still confused because, to me, love begins with chemistry. There has to have some kind of attraction, some kind of magnet there that draws you to this person in the first place, and then you build on that and it becomes real true love. But to me, it begins with chemistry, and I don't understand how people could have love without chemistry. I don't understand that at all.
Well, let me ask you this, and I mean, you don't have to answer the personal question if you don't want, but have you ever experienced or know of someone that's experienced where maybe, let's say, for example, a lady, whether it was you or someone that you know, where a man actually liked her, you know, and she was not even attracted to the man, but they ended up getting together, and she grew to like him, and she grew to have the chemistry for him, and she grew to fall in love with him. Have you ever experienced that or know of someone that's experienced that?
Yeah, I heard of it, yes. I heard of people that didn't even... For instance, this guy said he had to pray and fast for this girl to even look at him twice. And he did that for a while, and then they got married, and it's been over, 20 years, they're still married.
Okay,
began, he said, his wife, well, this was not his wife at that time, she didn't even like him. But he kept
pursuing
her, and he kept, He said he had prayed and fasted about, because he knew that's who he wanted for a wife. And after a while, she started showing interest in him. And they've been married, they have children, and they've been married over 20 years now. And so.
Right, but initially, this was their chemistry. There wasn't chemistry, was it?
No.
Yeah. Right. So the chemistry began to grow together. And it doesn't even necessarily mean that it was the chemistry was there, even in their 20 years of marriage. It just could be that they got into a comfort zone. Like you say, he prayed and he fasted for this woman to even look at it twice. So maybe he was not appealing to her eye, but somewhere along the way, his persistency. You know, he showed an interest, and that's what happens sometimes. When people are persistent, they show an interest, and sometimes that's the exception. Ms. Blake, go ahead and give us your thoughts.
And I'm glad you used the word sometimes, and because, again, there are also people who, say, have been married before and maybe are a little bit older in age than the 30s, and so they look at things a little differently. And they would not even allow themselves to get attached to someone if the chemistry is not there. There's a group that says, well, you know, we're not going to waste our time. If we go out a few times and we see it's just not there, we're not going to waste our time. So I think a lot of it depends on their personality and also the life stage that that person finds themselves in.
I think that that's a very interesting point. We're going to go to the phone lines once again. So we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to 954-226. Welcome to the show this evening. Who do we have on the air with
us? Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Thank you, Rose, for joining us. Rose, give us your take on tonight's topic.
It's a very interesting one. Now, I listened to Sylvia, I think that's her name, and I tend to agree with her when she say, how can someone be in love but have no chemistry? So I think my feelings is the person, they might love each other, and that's totally different from being in love with the person. So you can love the person and therefore do not have chemistry for the person. But if you are in love with the person, then you're going to have chemistry, because the in love part is where you kind of would call the in lust. You have this chemistry or this electrifying feeling for this person. You know, that's the chemistry. So once you are in love with the person, I believe you're going to have that chemistry for that person. But, of course, just loving the person doesn't mean you're going to have chemistry. That's my take on this. Now, I believe that people, you know, maybe stay together or get married for different reasons. So this young lady, Vicky, who is 32, my advice to her would be, you know, postpone this wedding. Don't just run into it, because it's very serious. If she have no chemistry for this man, it doesn't make any sense for her to go ahead with the wedding, because she's going to end up being unhappy, and so will he. Because what is she going to do when she's with him but she has no chemistry for him? It's just going to frustrate her and frustrate him. So I think they need to postpone that and really take a look at the relationship and analyze it and see if they really want this. Maybe counseling. See if there is anything that's going to, you know, kind of bring that chemistry on. And if that chemistry does not come, they need to go to separate ways, because obviously they are not truly in love. And that's my take.
Well, I appreciate that, Rose. I really do. You know, I respectfully sort of deviate in a different direction, because I do, you know, with what you and Sylvie were saying, and she said she saw some confusion at the initial part of it, but then she began to, I think, understand. I don't want to put words in her mouth. We'll go back to her in a moment. But I think that you can be in love with each other. I think you can have the in-love feeling. You know, I think you can love them as well. But I think chemistry is something that's that emotional desire, where it's like, wow, this is my best friend. I want to be around this person because we laugh. I mean, our body language, our thoughts, you know, very similar. You know, almost as if somebody tells a joke and you both are laughing because it's like, and other people might not even get it, but the two of you all get. Chemistry goes beyond. I mean, it has to do also with love, but it's almost like, to me, this is just my opinion, that chemistry is almost that love at first sight sort of thing, where it's like, wow, you really like that kind of stuff? I didn't think there was nobody else that existed that liked this, you know, or that. And you find yourself having more of those things in common. So I think that you can be married, as Sylvie said, with somebody who's 20 years that may not have had the initial attraction, but they grow to fall in love, you know, from that persistence, you know. But it doesn't mean, and Rose, I appreciate what you've said here, but it doesn't mean that the chemistry is for both parties. He's as excited about her as she is about him. That can be a form of love, but the chemistry is, it goes beyond that. Sylvie, go ahead and give us your thoughts. Are you still confused, or is it coming to you now?
Maybe more. But
okay.
I still believe, agree with the lady that just went on there, that love, okay, I still think love begins with chemistry. It starts with chemistry. Even with the people, the couple that I spoke about, the 20 years, they probably love each other, but they're not in love with each other. Because if there is no chemistry, there is no in love. I love my friends. I love my children. I love, there are some friends I love to be with. Could be with them now, maybe all day or whatever it is. But I'm not in love with them. So there's nothing like a chemistry there. It's just that we love each other, mutual love. And I think people really settle. Probably this lady, after a while, she saw, well, no one else coming along or nothing like, whatever it is, and she decided, well, let me give him a try. I think she settled. So I don't know about the intimacy between them, although they have children and everything, but some people live a life of settling. They just settle and they accept it. But I don't think there's love without chemistry. No, not true love without chemistry. I don't see it.
Okay. All right. I mean, the truth, and I think that that's a key word that you just said, true love. And I think that a lot of times, and Ms. Blake, as a life coach, you can tell me your thoughts on this. I think the key word, the opposite word here, you said, is true love. And I think that a lot of times what people think is true love is not necessarily true love. You've got love and then you've got true love. And I think sometimes people may not even find true love until years later in life. When they thought what they thought was true love was their first puppy love, that wasn't true love necessarily. But as they get older and they're more mature and they can understand the mechanics of what love encompasses, I think that's when people can say, wow, you know, I didn't realize that what love really was until I met you now. I'm like, what? I mean, you know, they're saying, this is it. And then the other person is saying basically the same thing. And I think that there ignites that chemistry because it's like, and Ms. Blake said it earlier, as people start to get older, you start to see things differently. Ms. Blake, go ahead, and then we're going to say some of the comments that have come in.
Well, I'll just say the one thing is that I do understand where Sylvia is coming from completely, actually. I know we started out talking about it in one way, but I do get what she's saying. And because, again, it's something that you know if you're not gelling, there is a difference. And so I love to hear the comments that are coming in.
Okay. Just before we do that, let me ask Sylvie this question and ask you to give her a brief response so we can get to the comments. Do you think that Wallace, in this case, the guy who was her fiancé, Vicky's fiancé, do you think he could actually grow into having or developing the chemistry with her, Sylvie?
Well, some things come naturally, and some things you have to force it. So.
Okay. All right.
I would rather deal on the side that it comes naturally. I don't want it to be pushed to be forced.
That's usually the best one. I would say that's the best one.
Otherwise, leave it alone. If it's not natural, leave it alone.
All right, let me go to Rose real quick, and then we'll take some comments. Rose, your question is, could it be that Vicky is living in a fantasy world? After all, does anyone really get it right when it comes to the right chemistry?
No, I don't think she is living in a fantasy world. She knows what she wants. And like Miss Blake said, when the chemistry is there, it's just there, and you just know. Is it it's there or it's not there? And you just know. So, therefore, I don't think it's a fantasy. She just can feel it.
All right. I think that that's a very good perspective. All right, let's start taking some of the comments that have come in here. Let's begin with this first one here. This male writes in. He says, how important is it to have the right chemistry in a relationship? I wish I had clearly thought about this very thing some 9 years ago before I spent too much time in 3 relationships. I've averaged about 3 years in each of the past 3 relationships, only to find that oftentimes you really don't get to know people. It seems I just can't find the right person that I have chemistry with. why do you think it's taking him so long, Ms. Blake? I mean, he just can't seem to find the right person.
It just takes time. I think he's probably a very selective man, and there's nothing wrong with being selective. And also, you know, he's perceptive. I think a lot of times people find somebody pretty quickly, but they're not finding the right person. And so this sounds like a gentleman who is using some wisdom in his search.
You know, and I would venture to say I agree with you. And I'd also say that, I mean, if he's spending that much time, you know, 9 years, 3 different ladies, and he still can't seem to find to land the chemistry. I'm pretty sure, Sylvie, this was for you. I'm pretty sure he loved some of those women, if not all of them. But being that, and even being in love with them and having that loving feeling for them, he just has concluded that the chemistry is just not there. I think the chemistry is what just is the icing on the cake. It goes beyond, if there's such a thing as going beyond the love, this just solidifies it. I mean, it just makes it where it seems this is the right thing to do. Even if you're upset with each other, it's like you can't seem to be mad with each other long because you're so ready to get back to where you all were, you know, restore each other back to where you were. Sylvie, what do you think about his comment? He can't seem to find the right person to have chemistry with.
Well, I believe that he probably loves certain things about those women, but he was not really in love with them. I'm going to stick with what I said. Loving and being in love, 2 separate things. And some people settle and say they're in love, but they just love certain aspects, certain personalities, certain things about the person. But without that chemistry there, it is not real love. You either settling or you either say, okay, well, let's try it, let's go with it. And somebody somewhere, maybe one of the partners, secretly unsatisfied, secretly suffering, but they're just going along with it. So
all right.
I still think love without chemistry is not real love.
Okay. It's not true love, you said earlier. Okay.
Yes, not
and
true
let's take
love.
A look. If you're just joining us tonight's topic is how important is it to have the right chemistry in a relationship. Rose, we're going to give you this next comment that's come into the studio. Reference to tonight's topic, this female writes in, she says, it took me only a short while to discover that my husband and I do not have a matching chemistry in our marriage. We dated for more than 4 years, and I will tell you that it is clearly different when you actually live with someone. We are as different as night and day, just like in the story tonight. I would advise anyone to really put chemistry on the top of your list when you are dating. Well, Rose, how can you just say, well, let me put chemistry at the top of the list? I mean, if according to Sylvie, it's got to be love and that in-love feeling. Without that, then you don't have true love. So how can you put chemistry at the top of a list? Because you're not just looking for that love at first sight, I would imagine.
Well, that's a hard one. Putting chemistry on the top of the list. Well, you know, to each his own, and some people, there are things that are more important to some people than others. And if he thinks that chemistry is the most important thing in the relationship, then, of course, by all means, you know, put it on the top. But that might not be the most important thing for some people. And maybe when you're younger, you find that that might be the most important thing. You're younger and you just want to feel good, and you're not thinking about, you know, other things. So it depends on the person, depends on the age. Of course, no matter the age, you really want to have the chemistry, but it might not be the number one on the list, you know, to some people.
I think that that's a very interesting point. You know, basic chemistry is a bonding mechanism. It's a bonding thing. It's just, I don't think that you have to grow to it. You just, I mean, it's almost as if, you know, I can't wait to talk to this person. I can talk to this person all day, every day, for the rest of my life, you know. And that, to me, is the chemistry. And that person is equally as excited to want to talk to you, you know. And the love is obvious. The love has to be there, I would think. But that chemistry is sort of like gives it that glossiness, you know, feeling deal. Ms. Blake, did you want to chime in on this female comment?
No, I think I agree with everything that's been said.
All right, let me go on and take another comment that's come into the studio. We're about 17 minutes before we bring the show to a close. And tonight, this female writes in, another one here, how important it is to have the right chemistry in a relationship. Having the right chemistry in a relationship, to me, she says, is equally as important as being part of equally yoked. I think people miss out when they do not have the chemistry that really makes a relationship flow. She says, she further says that I like what Sylvie says, but I'm not sure if I fully agree with that in love feeling. I think that the chemistry does make it flow. Sylvie, I mean, she says it's as important as being equally yoked. Would you say that chemistry is that important?
Yes, because I believe that chemistry enhances intimacy.
Okay.
Without chemistry, I don't see the intimacy in that. It's there, it's probably there, but not as it should be between, like, a husband and a wife. So I think without chemistry, intimacy suffers.
That is rather deep, and I agree with you 100%. I think that without chemistry, I think relationships, intimacy suffers. So then, Sylvie, if that's the case, the people that you know that have been married for 20 years where there was not an initial attractiveness on the woman's part, do you think that having, if I may quote you in saying that chemistry enhances the relationship, which are the intimacy, would you say that maybe unless they've had prior experiences with other people, that they may be missing out on something if the chemistry, in fact, is not there?
Well, they should know if the chemistry is there. But like I said before, some people just settle. They say, okay, we got married under certain circumstances. We never know what the circumstances are or the situation. People marry for a lot of different reasons.
Absolutely,
but, they could live like 20 years, 25 years. Maybe they just settled into it, but they still don't have the experience of that intimacy, or maybe they don't know because, like you said, probably it's their first mate, and they don't know anything other than being with this first mate. So they think that's chemistry, but and that works for them. But there could be some little thing missing that they know it's missing, but they just settle because they say, well, that's life. Nobody gets 100% of what they want. So we do things for different reasons, even getting married, which is so important. We got married for different reasons. Some people need support. Some people need just to know that there's someone there and that is enough for them. But I still think chemistry is very, very important. And without chemistry, intimacy is lacking.
All right, well, let me ask you. Right, I tend to agree with that to a point as well. But let me ask you this. What if you're in a relationship or a marriage with someone where the chemistry is not there, but you have a better chemistry with somebody that's maybe not of the same faith that you are? What happens in a situation like that? How do you account for that?
Well, now you're complicating it because you put faith in there. So you mean that this person that they're with now without the chemistry, they're of the same faith? That's what you are saying? Is that what you are saying? Oh, did my phone go out? Hello? Whoa.
Hi. Can you hear me? There may have been some technical difficulties in the studio. But definitely, I think that is, you know, he was just throwing the idea of if there is another faith, then how does that come into play?
Sylvie. All right, I don't understand what's going on this evening, but we will go on and proceed with the show. Let me take one of the other comments that have come in. Let me try another comment. All right, let me find out what's going on here first of all, because we've lost some people. Let's try Sylvie one more time. Okay, Sylvie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
We can hear you. All right, we can hear you now. Let's take another comment. Let's go right to another comment. This male writes in, and then Rose, please stand by. We're going to ask you to stand by as well. This male writes in, and he says, I dated a girl for 2 years before I realized that we did not have chemistry in our relationship. As a matter of fact, he says, I heard a relationship coach talk about the importance of having the right chemistry. And it was shortly after that when I decided that I was in the wrong relationship. Later, I became involved with a woman that I felt like she is my soulmate. My advice is don't waste time. Rose, let me go to you real quick, and then we'll come back to Philly. How important, I mean, this guy says he realized after 2 years dating this woman that they didn't have chemistry. So he got out of that and found someone that he did have chemistry with. What do you think? I'm clearly sure that he loved that woman.
I just don't understand why it took him 2 years to find out that he doesn't have chemistry with this lady. I think I agree with Ms. Blake when she said you either have it or you don't, and you just always know it. So maybe, I believe in his case, maybe he just kind of fell out of love with this person. Sometimes after a while, you know, the newness wears off, And then one party might just be like, you know what, I'm not feeling this person anymore because the newness is gone. Some people always want to feel that new feeling and then they just keep going to the next person because the newness wears off. And maybe that's what's happening to him, that he has been with her for 2 years, he already know her, the intimacy probably kind of wear off a little bit, and now he just is not feeling her anymore, and that's what he calls the chemistry maybe.
Okay, well, Rose, let me throw this one back at you. What's wrong with wanting to always feel the newness in your relationship? I mean, to me, that's where you're looking for that desire, where you always want it to be.
you know, the newness is a really nice feeling, but in reality, it doesn't last forever. I don't believe that that newness is always going to be there. But, of course, you grow to appreciate a person even more than the newness. You know, you get to know the person for other reasons, not just for the new feeling of being in a new relationship. But some people just always just want that newness. It doesn't mean that because the newness wears off that you fall out of love with the person, you know, but some people just probably can't deal with that, and some people just want only to feel that newness. And so they have to realize that the relationship matures into another phase.
Well, see, that's where I think, and Ms. Blake, we're going to bring you in momentarily. I clearly think that that's where that chemistry solidifies that relationship, because that's the glossiness, the glossiness, and that's also the icing to the cake. Because when you have that chemistry, I can't see where the newness wears off. That chemistry is like, I'm just as excited about you today as I was 15 years ago when I first got with you. That's that chemistry. That's that chemistry. It's like, wow, we're the same. Ms. Blake, give me your thoughts on it.
Well, I think that people can settle in a little bit, but you did say something I found to be interesting. And I talk to older couples when I see them. I just stop them on the street sometime here in Atlanta. I see them walking, holding hands, and they're both very elderly. And I ask them, how long have you all been together? And, you know, I get answers like 50, 60 years. And one of the things that they voluntarily just tell me after that, you know, they'll make a little joke like, yeah, I guess I'll keep her after all this time, or I guess, you know, I'll keep him. And so you're right. There has to be some type of chemistry that transcends the years. And even though there may be times when there's a little bit of blah, or it's just not all up in the air, there still has to be some of it still there. And you do, it's been my experience, those couples that I stop on the streets of Atlanta, is that's the answer I get, that they have that chemistry, that, you know, to be walking on canes and pushing each other in wheelchairs and still holding hands, that's chemistry.
That's love. That, and the chemistry goes, again, that's that icing on the cake, is because it's like, even though she's getting on my nerves, even though he's getting on my nerves, you know what? I'm so concerned about that person, because we're almost, it's like we're one. The oneness is there, that I don't want him to be mad at me. I don't want her to be mad at me. So let me try to do whatever I can to do my part to try to restore us, to try to find, you know, a way to get us back, you know, to how we were. So that's what I'm thinking in terms of chemistry. Sylvie, we're going to come to you momentarily. Let me take this final comment. Oh, we've got about 3.5 minutes before the show closes. Sylvie, did you want to make a comment before we go to the last comment?
Well, I just wanted to say that if you truly love someone, the longer you live with that person, is the more bonded you get, you would become, and the excitement would even be stronger for that person. So I don't think there's anything like newness or oldness or whatever it is. The newness would always be there, because you kind of getting bonded with this person, because the chemistry is getting stronger and stronger, and you feel like you can't even live without this person.
Well, see, that to me is the chemistry. The chemistry is what gives it that strongness. Excuse me. It's not just the agape love. It's the chemistry is part of it. Well, I would say this a little separately. That chemistry is like, it makes it fun. It brings fun to the relationship. It brings that added romance that not every relationship has. You know, because I think that the newness can wear off with people, but I think the chemistry will make it keep going. And the bonding with the chemistry makes it get better and better. Because a lot of times, and Ms. Blake said it earlier, that people, and Rose said it also, people begin to settle. And Sylvie, I think you even mentioned that. People begin to settle. They begin to settle in their relationship. So in order for chemistry to grow, even if you don't have it in a relationship, it has to grow. And you got to find things that you study your significant other. You know, there was something that attracted you maybe to that person or to each other. And so what you do is you find things to enhance that. And that's what chemistry is supposed to do, enhance the relationship. So you keep that fire going. Chemistry can be that fire where even a personality can change in the course of the relationship, where that person who was once negative, in Wallace's case, if Wallace is open to being an objective person, then he can maybe change or alter his personality in such a way that it's like he starts to fall in love, which is what Sylvie was talking about, and says, now, you know, wow, I woke up, I was under a rock before, and now because of what Vicky has done, it's really ignited my personality, because I think that personality is contrary to what Piaget has said. I think personalities can still be developed later on in life. Ms. Blake, give me your thought on that, and just before we go on.
I do agree, and that was one of the things I wanted to bring out, is that the individual can change, but as we said on many shows, the change has to come from within. It can't be someone else trying to change them. So definitely a person can change to an extent, you know, in terms of some of their ways of thinking and ways of doing things.
All right, we've got this last comment. Rose, did you want to add anything? Okay, we'll just ask her to stand by. Sylvie, did you want to add anything? And we're going to give Ms. Blake the final word.
No.
Okay. Ms. Blake, we're going to take a look at this final comment. This female writes in, she says, I have a question, in fact. What can you do when you are married to someone who clearly is not compatible with you, nor do they have the chemistry with you? Ms. Blake, what do you think?
Oh, that's challenging. But the first thing that you would advise, I think we both would advise that couple to do, is to seek counseling. That is a key, to get to those core issues of what's contributing to those issues. And then the next step is to see what's workable. And if it's not. So I would advise that person to seek out counseling. If you've already done that and it's not working, then you need to consider where you go next in terms of, is it going to work?
I don't think it could have been put any better than that. I concur with that, and those would be my guiding thoughts. Just quickly here, yes or no, we're going to ask Rose first. Could Vicky, in your opinion, just simply... is she contributing to Wallace's negativity, yes or no?
Well, I couldn't answer that question. We don't know. I don't think I have enough facts to find.
Well, I mean, basically, I mean, he's negative. I mean, I don't think somebody, well, I think, yeah, I think that a person could contribute to negativity if they enable that person. All right, let me just go with Sylvie real quick here. Yes or no? Could Vicky, in your opinion, could Vicky simply just talk to Wallace and make everything go away or make everything fine, yes or no?
I didn't hear the beginning of the story, but if they are married, they need to work it out. If they are not yet married, they need to just drop it and leave it there and find
someone
else.
They're 1 month away from being married. Should she get over with this? You know, send out,
no, no, just
send out
drop
invitations already, though.
If it's not there in the beginning, what's going to change? People usually regress in marriage. If it's bad in the morning, it's worse in the evening.
I like that.
I like that too. I like that too. We got to use that. If it's bad in the morning, it's worse in the evening. We're going to write that down. All right, and that'll bring us to another show. Sylvie, we thank you for that. Ms. Blake, we're going to give you the final word here. And just simply bring us home by telling us and close us out this evening. How important is it to have the chemistry in a relationship?
Chemistry is extremely important. And as I say in my book, Falling in Love with Me, you can't change them. So pay attention to who they are.
All right. On that note, we're out of time. I want to thank all of you all for joining us tonight. Those of you all that we weren't able to get to, thank you for joining us. Please join us again this Friday for your half-hour inspiration program. Of course, if you choose to bypass this Friday, join us next Tuesday, once again, live for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until this Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.